Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. You're welcome to the 24th day in the month of April 2025. It's another time to be in the presence of the Lord. Indeed, the Lord has been faithful, true, and true. And all we can offer Him right now is thanksgiving. All the wealth you have in this world cannot be enough to compensate for everything that we have been receiving from Him. Hence, we have to just say, thank you, Jesus. If this is your first time of joining us, I'm wondering what you're listening to. This is the Open Heaven Hour. And if you have been very frequent on the show, then you know what time it is also. It's time to tell somebody to tell somebody to tell another person. Now it is time for our devotion, so I want you to spread the message. Let somebody out there know that it is time for our devotion. Get ready as we dive into the Word of God. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a continuation from a series we started yesterday, Becoming a Wonder Part 2. Becoming a Wonder Part 2. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 2 Kings chapter 17 to chapter 18. And our hymn is taken from hymn 7, I Am Thine, O Lord. Our memory verse is taken from Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Acts chapter 10, verse 38, which says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Acts chapter 10 verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And our Bible reading is taken from Luke chapter 13 from verse 10 to 17. Luke chapter 13 from verse 10 to 17. Are you with your Bibles? From verse 10 it reads, on a Sabbath Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When she saw Jesus, He called her forward and said to her, woman, you are set free from your infirmity. Then he put his hand on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God, indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. The synagogue leader said to the people, there are 6 days for work, so come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath. The Lord answered him, you hypocrites, doesn't each of you on the Sabbath untie your ox or donkey from their stall and lead it out to give it water? Then should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had kept bondage for 18 long years, be set free on the Sabbath day from what bound her? When he said this, all his opponents were humiliated, and the people were delighted with all the wonderful things he was doing. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, I will conclude on the teaching I started yesterday by narrating one of my experiences. Years ago, the Nigerian government wanted to ensure that all the people being paid pensions were still alive. So they directed all pensioners to show up in a particular place. I decided to also go since I had retired from the university as a lecturer. While I was there, a woman who was also a pensioner saw me and began to scream. She said that she had been pregnant for about 14 years and she wanted me to pray for her. I laid my hand on her, prayed a simple prayer, and she delivered right there in that office. The people around there began to wonder who I was. When the Holy Spirit comes on you, you will become a wonder. The Holy Spirit releases the captives and sets people free to do God's will. During Jesus' human ministry, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him and he performed many mighty miracles. In today's Bible reading, a woman who had been bent over for 18 years because of the spirit of infirmity received her freedom and stood upright. She had been limited in what she could see and do. Yet when Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit, laid his hands on her, she stood upright immediately and glorified God. The people around her also rejoiced for the glorious things that had been done. At another time, Jesus met a man who had an infirmity for 38 years. Immediately, Jesus told him to rise up, take his bed, and walk, like we see in John 5 from verse 1 to 9. In another place, he restored a madman who lived among the tombs to his right mind, like we see in Mark chapter 5 from verse 1 to 15. He also raised Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days, like we see in John chapter 11 from verse 1 to 44. Jesus went about doing good because the Holy Spirit was upon him, like we see in Acts chapter 10 verse 38. When he comes upon you, you will also go about doing good, healing the sick and delivering those who are oppressed by the devil. The Holy Spirit, however, doesn't force people or try to make unwilling vessels a wonder in their world. Are you a willing vessel? Are you willing to do his will and obey his every command? I pray that you will come into an unusual dimension of the Holy Spirit, and through you, it will perform great and mighty wonders in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you. Please make me a wonder in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you. I surrender myself to you. Make me a wonder in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening to us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.